This is On the Tee, brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go. Now here's your host, Anita Marks, on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Anita Marks with you on the tee. Wall-to-wall golf. Discussion. Updates. Always trying to help you win some money as we head into the final round of the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational taking place at the TPC Southwind Course in Memphis, Tennessee. Great show lined up for you. John Mascari is on vacation with his lovely, beautiful wife, Julie. So David Behrman is going to step up and fill his void. So we'll hear from David Behrman. He oversees all of our gambling content at ESPN. And avid golfer. I've played with him before. And every Wednesday, if you don't know this, every Wednesday we have so ESPN calls our gambling site Chalk, okay? And so every Wednesday on the Chalk site, we put up a column on who we think's going to win each and every week. Not each and every week, but pretty much 95% of the time we have a gambling column pertaining to golf, and it goes up on Wednesdays. So, and not only does David oversee that content, but also he contributes to it. So David Behrman will be joining us in about 10 minutes. We'll dive into who he likes heading into the final round of the WGC later on this afternoon, or I should say late morning. When's the first tee time? Hold on, let me call that up. Yeah, 8:25. So actually we've just got a few minutes, to get some winners for you. And I'm going to share those who I like, who I'm eyeing in just a hot second. Then Christina Thompson, as always, joins us at 8:45, and a lot to talk to her about with Nelly Korda. First time ever that a professional golfer won the gold and a major in the same year. What does that mean? What does it mean for Nelly Korda and her sister and you know, their rise in the golf world? What could that potentially mean in the next 3, 5, 10 years? Because let's be honest, women's golf does not get a lot of attention, not a lot of talk, not a lot of viewership. And so now, you know, you've finally got an American here in the United States that is now ranked the number one player in the world. And so is that going to create some buzz? Is that going to create some excitement here in the United States for folks watching golf? And I'm curious, I'd like to open up the phone lines. Hopefully we'll get some calls this early in the morning on that topic, 800-919-3776. And so just to break down the show for you again, our first hour on the tee, and then kicking off at 9 o'clock, I want to dive right into what's going on with the Jets. And I'd love to hear if you went out to the green and white practice last night. It took place at 7 o'clock at MetLife Stadium. Zach Wilson, not a great first showing. I'm curious. I'd love for you to call on the show at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. What did you see that you liked? Was there anything that stood out to you yesterday at that, and I know it's early, that green and white practice that you could kind of, you know, hang your hat on? 800-919-3776. So we'll talk some Jets. We'll talk NFL, kicking off the show at 9 o'clock. Ian Begley, who covers the Knicks and all things NBA, is going to join us at 9:30. A lot of NBA action we know took place this week. And then we'll hear from Mike Clay. And a lot of people reaching out to me on social media, asking me a lot of questions about fantasy football. I know you guys are getting ready, preparing for your fantasy football drafts. So Mike Clay is going to join us. Also Mike Tannenbaum. So we'll really do a deep dive into what's going on in the NFL as we are closing in on the end of week two for training camps. And then And we'll take your calls throughout. Obviously, we'll talk Yankees. They came back to win it against Seattle yesterday, which was great. And unfortunately, the Mets, again, no bueno. Lose to the Phillies. Too little, too late. Was looking to come back in the ninth. Needed two more runs to tie it up and couldn't do it. Scored three in the ninth. But nonetheless, we'll have some Major League Baseball talk. And again, we'll open up the phone lines. But again, this first hour, all golf. Let's take a look at the leaderboard first and foremost, and what's going on. So at the top of the leaderboard right now, we know we've got Harris English, 18 under. Now, very interesting here. So far, led after all three rounds. So if he wins today, he will go wire to wire. Now, he has done this. He's gone wire to wire already this season, and understand how difficult that is. I always talk about being the hunted as opposed to the hunter. Talked about this with Rich Catino on my show yesterday pertaining to the Mets. It's a different feeling. It's a different vibe. It's a different mentality that you need as a golfer to be the one who's being hunted all 4 days, as opposed to being the hunter and trying to get towards the top of the leaderboard and win. It's a different mentality, and English has done it before. However, in the previous times that he has done it, he was never the first clear leader. When he's gone wire to wire, he has been tied at the top of the leaderboard, never with a two-shot advantage. So that is what is a little different today. But nonetheless, I guess my point being is that he has the mentality, he has the wherewithal, he has been here before, he's gotten the free t-shirt. So I do like English. I think Harris English wins this tournament, and you could get that at plus 140. My money is on him to win the tournament, even though the odds aren't so great. There's some other odds out there that I'm going to share with you that I am going to dabble in just in case English doesn't win. But this would be his third win of the season. He only has 3 bogeys all week long, which is uber impressive. So we'll see what happens. Third in strokes gained tee to green, as well as third in strokes gained on approach the last 3 days. First in putting. And he is trying to move up the board with those FedEx points, the standings. As we know, we're one more tournament away from that FedEx Cup, that 3-leg that kicks off right here in our own backyard at Liberty National for the Northern Trust. And so English is trying to gain some momentum, jump up on that point leaderboard to hopefully be crowned the best golfer of 2021. So a lot on the line for Harris English today, and I'm fine with it. So I like him at plus 140. Right behind him is Cam Smith and Bryson DeChambeau. Let's talk about DeChambeau for a minute. A lot of talk around DeChambeau this week for a number of reasons. Number one, revealed that he did not get the poke. He did not get a COVID vaccine. So big reason why he did not travel to Japan to represent the United States in the Olympics and tested. And it's very interesting. I was playing at Rivervale Country Club the other day, and after our round, of course, we go into the 19th hole. We're sitting at the bar, and we're you know, having a 19th hole drink, and we're eating some food, and we're watching the tournament. All of us were saying, wow, DeChambeau's, you know, he's lost some weight, looking trim. And sure enough, he lost 8 to 10 pounds because he tested positive for COVID and he had symptoms. Thank God, nothing serious. But he did talk to the media. He's been avoiding the media, but he did talk to the media and said that he had very low energy. He didn't know what to expect coming into this tournament. And by the way, I faded DeChambeau, not because I knew he had COVID. I did not know he had COVID until this weekend. But I faded him because he typically does not do well on this track. He just does not. I think his best finish, I think, was like tied for 36th or tied for 38th the last 2 seasons. So I was fading DeChambeau, and now he's sitting here 2 shots back, tied for 2nd with Cam Smith. And a very interesting note here. He's won 3 of his last 8 tournaments that he's won. He's won from this position, sitting at number 2. He shot the lowest round yesterday of a 63. So we'll see what happens. Bryson DeChambeau has already proved me wrong the first 3 days, but I'm still all over English. Cam Smith, man, his iron play has been sensational. Again, he's tied for 2nd as well. He's 2 shots back. Shot a 65 yesterday, and more impressive, holds the record now for the fewest putts in a single round. Only had to putt the ball 18 times yesterday. He's 4-1 to win this thing, which, by the way, not sure if I mentioned, Bryson DeChambeau is plus 220. So English plus 140 to win. Bryson DeChambeau plus 220. Cam Smith 4-1. Here's another guy that I'm looking at, and that's Answer. Unfortunately, he bogeyed the last 2 holes yesterday. Now, did he not sleep well because of that? Is that going to be in his noggin when he tees off today at 140? Not sure, but he has been lights out as well, tee to green. So I do like Answer. He's 12-1 to win. I'm going to put a little bit of coin on him to win. and we'll see what happens. Then you've got Ian Poulter as well, who's tied for 15th. He's 13 under. And then the guy that I do want to spend a lot of time talking about, and that is Scottie Scheffler. He is 13 under as well. He's tied for fifth. To me, these are the six guys that I think could win today. Harris English, Cam Smith, DeChambeau, Anser, Scheffler, and Poulter. Scheffler, this would be, if he does win, this would be his first tour win. He needs to putt better today than he did yesterday. But he's been playing lights out as well. He's 16-1 to win. And what I like about Scottie, first of all, he's from, by the way, and folks might not be aware of this, he's from the New Jersey area. As a young child, his family moved to Dallas because Dallas golf courses a few reasons. From what I understand, I think the mom got a certain job and they wanted to go to Dallas. I think his father was like a stay-at-home dad and really helped develop Scottie Scheffler. But they moved to Dallas because Dallas golf courses allowed young kids to have access to the clubhouses any time, where there was a number of New Jersey country clubs that would not allow children on the premises until afternoon. So there was a number of reasons that Scheffler left New Jersey to go to Texas. So, but originally from New Jersey, and if I remember correctly, I want to say like from the Wayne area. I'm not too sure on that, but here's what I do like about Scottie. He is known to go low anytime, and he loves to play aggressive. So granted, he's five shots back. I get that. He tees off at 140, and for him to win is 16-1. Here's an even better bet. Okay. And this probably might be one of my favorite bets because I think he's going to be uber aggressive. I'm going to be using Scottie Scheffler in a lot of DFS today, by the way. Top five at +110. Hashtag run, don't walk. Go put that in right now. Top five. He'll finish in the top five at +110 because I think Scheffy, I think he's going to be uber aggressive. I think he's going to get after it. And I am expecting his putter to have a better outing today than it did yesterday. He shot a 67 yesterday. So those are my plays right now. I'm fading Sam Burns. I'm fading Willie Zalatoris. I'm fading Palmer. Some other top fives I like. I like Daniel Berger coming into this tournament. That's who I selected to win. I like him finishing in the top five at +450. I love him finishing the top 10 at -110. And Hatton as well to finish in the top 10. You could get him at +175. So those are two of the other side bets that I have going. Some matchups I like. English over DeChambeau at +110. Anser over Cam Smith at -125. Scottie Scheffler over Ian Poulter, -150. I know a lot of juice there, but maybe you use that as a parlay. Decky over Burns at -140. Louis O over Willie Z at -150. Again, a lot of juice. Maybe you use that as a parlay. And Billy Horschel over Ryan Palmer at -125.
On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink. Ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.
Without further ado, let's bring in our special guest, John Mascari on vacation. So David Behrman takes the call. Pinch hits. David, good morning. How you doing? Are you out of bed? Are you at least out of bed? Are you still in bed?
I am, only because my wife is still sleeping and she didn't want me to wake her up. So yeah, I got out of bed.
I'm so sorry. By the way, this portion of On the Tee brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Shop with the pros at your New York or New Jersey area PGA Tour Superstore, is the home for golf pros and beginners. Before we start breaking down this tournament, you teed it up at a TPC course this week. How'd you do?
I did great. Played TPC River Highlands, home to the Travelers Championship. Played it on Friday. Harrison English 65, but for me and you and the likes of us to go on the TPC course from the blue tees, and I did well. Shot an 89, but most proud of the birdie I got on the 15th hole, which is drivable par four. And no, I didn't drive it. I'm not that good. And then my wedge shot actually hit the wrong side of the green and went to the back right when the pin was in the front left by the water. Anybody who watches the Travelers knows that 15th hole is high risk, high reward. But I hit about a 45-foot double breaker birdie putt on that from the back of the green to sink it for birdie. And if anybody has watched, you know, Tiger at Sawgrass or run around screaming and hollering and roaring, that was me on
that was you.
Hole, where if you remember the Travelers 15, 16, 17, 18, all were around that lake. And I let out a roar that was so loud that I'm sure everybody on every single hole heard me. And the people teeing off on 16 came and high-fived me. So it was pretty good. It was one of those career highlights where you don't normally hit a 45-foot double-breaking birdie putt where if you miss, the ball goes in the water. So I'll take it.
Again, David Behrman joining us here on 98.7 ESPN, oversees all our gambling content at ESPN. And again, a reminder, every Wednesday we have a golf column that drops. And you definitely want to look into it because we've been making people a lot of money. All right. I opened up the show. I like Harris English. I think he goes wire to wire. You can get him at plus 140. You've got DeChambeau at plus 220. Cam Smith 4-1. Answer 12-1. Scheffler 16-1. Probably my favorite bet on the table right now going into today is Scheffler to finish in the top five at plus 110 because I think he's going to be uber aggressive. How are you playing? What are your plays heading into today?
I think you're right about it, you know, the way Harrison English is playing. I actually think it's going to come from the top three, English, DeChambeau, Cam Smith. They're playing much better than the rest of the field, and they don't seem to be slowing down. All three of them have had three really good rounds here at Southwind, and I think they have it. And, I mean, it's hard to look at Bryson, who no one really thought had a chance this week, and he's leading the field off the tee shots game. He's leading the field tee to green, which is the key metric that six of the last seven winners at this course have won with, leading the field and tee to green. But just as important for Bryson is he's second in shots gained approach. So if you're going to lead off the tee and you're going to lead tee to green, you're going to be second in approach, you're going to win the tournament. That being said, he has to make up two shots on a guy who has withstood every single challenge this week. The guy is led wire to wire, but every time someone ties him, he goes ahead and birdies the next hole, and that's Harrison English, who is playing just as good as anybody right now. And you also can't forget the fact that Cam Smith is putting out of his mind. I thought when I had 28 putts the other day, it was good. And then I found out Cam Smith had 18. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not good. Answer playing well, Scheffler playing well. What I'm looking for is my pre-flop wagers. I have DJ, Berger, and Horschel, all top 10s that are still live right now. My bets to win are out. I had Berger, I had Fitzpatrick, I had Brooks Koepka, who has massively let us down. And really, Berger's the only shot I have to win something, but, you know, he's eight shots back, so he's not going to win. So I'm hoping that Berger, Horschel, and DJ finish in the top 10. I'll make a little bit of money this week.
Let me ask you, did you know that Bryson DeChambeau had COVID? I just found out this weekend. What rock was I hiding under? Is it because football? Because, you know, I've been like knee deep in NFL news. Did you know Bryson had COVID?
Did you not see him at the Olympics? Because that's why he didn't go to the Olympics. So
yeah, but was it reported at that time that he wasn't vaccinated and that he had COVID? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's on me and I missed that. I don't know if the reason was given.
It was given that he tested positive. That is why he was out of the Olympics. He tested positive. I don't know if it was at the time it wasn't reported about non-vaccination. It came out afterwards when they interviewed him before the WGC event that he is not vaccinated. And then he came out with the whole, well, he wants other people to get it. And he seems to think there's a shortage, which there isn't. But yeah, he was out of the Olympics because of a COVID positive test.
So I guess I must be living underneath a rock. He typically does not do well at this course. The last 2 years, I want to say tied for 38th, tied for 42. So, this is somewhat of an outlier tournament for him because I was fading Bryson DeChambeau. In fact, I think one of my best bets on Daily Wager was DJ over Bryson DeChambeau in round one, and he shot a 65.
Yeah, this came out of, I mean, this is Bryson. So at any event, if he's going to lead off the tee and lead tee to green, he has a shot to win. We all know that. He's just like any of these golfers, and they bring their A game, they can win any event. But it does seem odd because, like you said, he plays his course terrible. He hasn't played well in WGC events. He had to withdraw from the Olympics because of a positive COVID test. And then he carries all the other controversies with him, not yelling four allegedly, not getting the vaccination allegedly, as well as the Brooks Koepka stuff, firing his caddy, and all the stuff that surrounds. Bryson has not had a really good 2-month summer in terms of not playing well, and every single week there's some sort of controversy, the latest being the vaccination one, or lack thereof. So Bryson was not on anybody's radar this week to win. So, you know, tip your cap to him. He's playing well despite being surrounded by controversy, but every sport needs a villain, and Bryson is playing the villain part pretty well, to the point where people are rooting against him, and then he shows up and, you know, he's 16 under par with one round to go. So he knows what he's doing, and it would not put me past him to win this week as well.
Here's some matchups for you, David. I'm taking English over Bryson today at plus 110. I'll take it for plus money. Why not? Answer over Cam Smith at minus 125. Scotty over Ian at minus 150. Decky over Burns at minus 140. Louis O over Willie Z at minus 150. See what I did there? Horschel over Palmer at minus 125. Any of these matchups pique your interest?
I think I like the Louis O and the Horschel one. And the Scheffler one I like as well, but I don't really like weighing the 150 juice.
I know.
You're right about
that. So use it in a parlay. Use it in a parlay.
You could use it in a parlay, and I do like the Louis O over Willie Z. I did like what you did there, but you know how Louis is. Louis is going to finish P2 no matter what tournament it is, no matter what he does. So if he's going to finish P2, if he finishes P2, that means he wins that matchup. So
it's really, really ridiculous. One more thing before I let you go, and that is Nelly Korda. Okay, she wins the gold. Also, oh, by the way, earlier this season, she won a major, number one ranking in the world. First time that that's ever happened with any golfer, male or female, winning a gold and a major. What do you think this does for the sport of golf on the women's side? Because, you know, let's be honest, let's call a spade, doesn't get a lot of attention, doesn't get a lot of viewership. There's very little buzz. There's not a little, you know, but... You know, one thing that we've seen, whether in individual sports, right, when you have Americans that are excelling in their sport, it creates a lot more buzz, a lot more excitement. And oh, by the way, her sister, Jessica, you know, isn't chopped liver either. So I'm just curious, you know, you and I spent a lot of time talking about the men's game. And by the way, I had Korda winning the gold. And a big reason for that is because Christina Thompson, who joins us at 8:45, she's been spot on. She has a company called Golf for Her, and she dresses a lot of the women on tour, and so she's got her finger on the pulse of the tour better than most. She's been handing out winners left and right. Let me give credit where credit's due. But nonetheless, what do you think Nelly Korda and her surge is going to do for the ladies' game moving forward, David?
I think the Korda sisters is exactly what this game needs. You hit it on the head. You know, the women's game doesn't get a lot of attention, and partially because the Americans haven't done well. I covered 5 women's majors in my career, and the American not only didn't win any, didn't come close to winning any of them. And so when the Americans aren't winning it, the tour gets left behind. And you've seen resurgence in women's tennis pretty much the last decade because of the Williams sisters. That has disappeared a little bit. So women's tennis has gone the other way because you haven't seen Americans lately. And I do think the fact that the Korda sisters are bringing it back home. I mean, Nelly has won the last major and the Olympic gold. She's the number one player in the world, and she's playing like it. It brings attention to the sport. You've seen Lexi Thompson do that. You now see the Korda sisters do that. When Americans are doing well, people pay attention, and it's just like the Olympics. You're paying attention to the sports that the Americans are doing well in. So I think the fact that she won the gold and she won the last major, her sister's on tour, I think people are going to start paying attention to it in the same way that they did women's tennis with the Williams sisters.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. David, thank you so much for rolling out of bed and pinch hitting for John Mascari this morning. I do appreciate you, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Absolutely. Thank you. And anytime Anita asks, I will deliver. So you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So hopefully both David and I gave you some winners. 800-919-3776. Carol, I see you. You want to jump on board. You'll be first up. You want to chime in. Maybe you've got some winners. Maybe there's a guy in this tournament that you're eyeing that you want to clue me in on. Also, when we get back, I'm going to get you up to speed on the FedEx Cup point standings. Also, what does that mean? Is the first leg of the FedEx Cup 3 tournament begins right here in our own backyard at Liberty National in about 2 weeks. And we're going to be broadcasting live from there on August 21st at the Beer Garden. Could not be more excited about that. Let's talk about the Ryder Cup. Trying to think what else. And also, the PGA Tour announced their schedule. 48 events next week, and three of them are going to be strategically aligned with the European Tour.
On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink. Ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.
Abe Anser, 14 under, four shots back. He tees off at 1:50 p.m. today. 67, 62, 67. Unfortunately, two bogeys is how he finished his round yesterday, but he's been crushing it tee to green. So we'll see what happens today. Again, 12 to 1. Those are his odds to win. Want to remind you, don't miss your chance to see the world's top-ranked PGA Tour players in action when they return to Liberty National Golf Club for the Northern Trust. This is the first event of golf season-ending FedEx Cup playoffs, held August 18th through the 22nd in New Jersey, Jersey City, New Jersey, that is. Be listening later this hour for a chance to score a pair of tickets for the Saturday round and see big names like Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Bryson DeChambeau, and many more. You can even swing by the beer garden near the 15th green. We'll be broadcasting live from there from noon to 3. I'm really stoked about it. It's all brought to you by the Northern Trust. Secure your tickets at northerntrust.com. Also, this portion of the show brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Shop with the pros at your New York or New Jersey area PGA Tour Superstores, the home for golf pros and as well as beginners. So, just a reminder, in for the FedEx Cup, you've got the top 125 best players in the world that will be teeing it up at Liberty National that weekend. Unbelievable. Then the field then gets trimmed down to 70, and then it gets trimmed down to 30. The 70 head to Caves. Not sure if you've teed it up at Caves in Baltimore, Maryland. I lived in Baltimore for 4 years, so I had the pleasure to play Caves quite a few times. Unbelievable track. And then, of course, and then it heads to Atlanta, where it finishes off each and every year. So looking at the FedEx Cup standings right now, Morikawa 1, I'm going to list the top 10. Spieth 2, Cantlay 3, John Rahm 4. So Harris English is sitting there at 5. He's 237 points back. So a win here would be huge, monumental for him. Louis O is tied for 7th, so he's going to gain some points. He's 310 back. Bryson DeChambeau is at 7. He's 312 points back. So obviously Bryson wins this, same deal. Justin Thomas is at 8. Hovland is at 9. Schauffele is at 10. Just to name a few, Brooks Koepka is at 12. I was expecting more from Brooks Koepka this week, but no bueno. 581 points back from Morikawa. That's where he stands. Also, I was expecting a better, he's tied for 11th right now. Sam Burns, he's 10 under. He tees off today at 1 o'clock. He's 13th in regard to the FedEx Cup point standings. He's 673 back. So I'm just naming a few of the guys that are going to better their situation. Abe Anser is at 18. He's 760 points back. So he's going to move up. Scottie Scheffler is 20th. He's 789 points back. Daniel Berger is 21st. So a lot of guys making some money moves this week to better their situation in regard to the FedEx Cup point standings. Who are some of the guys that are outside looking in? Don't forget now, you said the Wyndham tournament that's taking place next week in North Carolina. And we'll see. You might want to pay attention and maybe put a little coin on a number of these guys that are outside that, you know, I'm starting at 126. You have to be in the top 125 in order to find your way to Liberty National to play in that FedEx Cup. Obviously, leg one of the Northern Trust. Patrick Rogers, Charles Howell III, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, Molinari, Scott Piercy, just to name a few, Danny Willett. Not sure if they're going to be teeing it up. I haven't taken a look at the golfers who've committed to next week's tournament. But, you know, obviously these are a few of the guys that are going to be playing with a little bit more motivation because they want to work their way. They want to get into the top five. They want to get into the top 25 and possibly get an invite to come here to Liberty National and play. Some other news as well is Phil Mickelson, who, as we know, he won the PGA Championship at the age of 51. But really, is that enough when it comes to Steve Stricker and his 6 at-large picks to represent the United States in the Ryder Cup. So, you know, ever since winning the PGA Championship, Phil has not been too fantastic. And he came out and he said that, you know, he needs to do better in order to be invited to be Steve's, one of his 6 at-large picks. Who do we know is going to represent the United States already? We know Colin, DJ, Bryson, Brooks, JT, Scotty, Spieth, Reed, and English. So we know those guys are already in. Here are some of the guys that Steve Stricker would possibly choose Phil over. Cantlay, Finau, Webb, Berger, and Homa. So food for thought. I know it's a ways away. It's not till the end of September, but I think it's going to be a very tough decision for Steve to make. I would love to see him select Phil, but we'll see how that plays out. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Carol in Jersey. Carol, you're up.
Hey, hi, Anita. How are you? I know that you cover golf primarily, but I like Justin Rose and Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy, so I do follow them. I do follow golf, but I wanted to say I was so happy to see Kevin Durant smiling with the American flag on his shoulders. Because when he was playing in the playoffs against the Bucks, I never saw him smile. He was totally unhappy.
Well, Carol, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. This is, and just FYI, I know people associate me with golf and NFL. This is a golf show. So from 8 to 9 a.m., we talk specifically golf here on 98.7 ESPN because it's called On the Tee. But I do appreciate your call, and I do appreciate you giving a shout-out to Kevin Durant, who was absolutely clutch and huge in the Olympics. And, of course, which I found really interesting. You know, obviously we know Carmelo Anthony has 3 goals. He has 3 goals. But the difference is KD was the leading scorer in all 3 Olympics that KD played in. All 3. He was the leading scorer in all 3. Where Melo, not so much, but still, not to take anything away, Melo was still a crucial, important keg, an important part of, obviously, the United States winning those 3 gold medals. But for me, I don't think, you know, Kevin Durant and 3 times being the leading scorer and what he's meant, it was really, really, really unbelievable. So congratulations to Team USA. And also, not only that, but how about the women? The women now have won 7 straight gold medals representing the women in the Olympics in basketball. So Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, and that crew, congratulations. 7 straight gold medals.
I think I just get into a rhythm on the back 9, and I feel comfortable with my golf swing, and I'm placing in the right places. Number 12 is a big hole, 14 is another big hole, 15. Those are all key holes. If I can get it in the fairway and give myself wedge opportunities, you could flip the coin real easily, making a bogey to a birdie.
Now back to On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.
That's right. It is On the Tee. And this portion of the show brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Shop for the pros at your New York or New Jersey area. PGA Tour Superstore is the home for golf pros and beginners. And it is time for our giveaway. Here's your chance to see the world's top-ranked PGA Tour players in action when they return to Liberty National Golf Club for the Northern Trust, the first event in golf season-ending FedEx Cup. And it will be held the 18th, August 18th through the 22nd in Jersey City, New Jersey. Be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN. 888-987-ESPN to score a pair of tickets for the Saturday round and see big names like Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Bryson DeChambeau, and many more. You can even swing by the beer garden near the 15th green to see me broadcast live from noon to 3. So stoked about it. It's all brought to you by the Northern Trust. Fans in New York can take a quick 15-minute ferry from Brookfield Place Terminal past the Statue of Liberty before arriving right outside the clubhouse. It's going to be very, very easy access to get to the course this season. Enjoy food from Shake Shack, Luke's Lobster. Ooh, love Luke's Lobster. along with the access to the beer garden. Come see me. Brand new sports betting experience with DraftKings. Ha ha. That's where I'll be after 3 o'clock. That's for sure. In the wine garden by Miomi. So much more. Secure your tickets at thenortherntrust.com. And now it's time for our LPGA update brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go. Without further ado, good friend of mine, Christina Thompson, joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. Good morning, Christina. Hi.
I'm here. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm great. Not as good as Nelly Korda, but before we get there, really excited about the Northern Trust. I know you're going to be out there. John Mascari is going to be out there as well on Saturday. So the three of us will be hanging out at the beer garden. And then 3 o'clock, as soon as the show's over, we're going to try to get into some VIP tent, right? We're going to work our magic and try to get into some VIP tent somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, come on, listen, everyone out there is listening. Hook us up.
You know what people are saying? This is what people are saying. Like, why do they need a hookup? That's what they're saying. And I'm asking myself that as well. Like, why do we need a hookup? Why aren't we already in some VIP tent, Christina? That's what I want to know.
I know. Listen, everyone's listening. Call 1-800-ESPN.
We want to be in a VIP tent. No, anyway. All right. Let's, first of all, before we get into Nelly Korda, your thoughts on today's tournament. You've been handing out winners left and right all season long. I'm on Harris English. I do believe he goes wire to wire, and you can get that at plus 140. And also another one of my favorite bets is Scottie Scheffler to finish in the top five at plus 110. I think he's going to be uber aggressive today, and I love the way that he's been playing. So who do you have winning today?
Yeah, I like English. I mean, how could you not? I mean, the guy's gone wire. He's going to go wire to wire, and I think he's been playing incredible golf all season, and we've been watching his progression since the beginning, so... You know, if I had to put money, I know I always feel like I'm always like picking these easy picks like on Sundays. Like, yeah, of course, pick English. He's leading. But Scheffler, why not? He's a, you know, this season has been impossible picking PGA Tour picks. I just think there's so many great players. Everyone has a good story. So, and on Sunday at like the, you know, on the back nine, that's really when golf is decided. So it's always good Sunday golf. We always have some good excitement.
Yeah, but, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head. It has been difficult this season to pick some winners. You know, I have not been as successful this season as I have in years past. And I think, you know, the parity is better than ever before. I mean, the statistics are out there. But, you know, the parity is I think it's a great time for golf. And that opens the door to what I really want to talk to you about. You know, Christina Thompson, Golf for Her, CEO. And she dresses a lot of the women on tour. You've got your finger on the pulse of the LPGA Tour better than most. Nelly Korda wins a gold as well as a major in the same year. Nobody's done that, male or female, and also number one ranking in the world. Your thoughts on Nelly Korda? I know you picked her to win the gold. I put money down on it because you said so, and I did it. So thank you very much, my friend. But your thoughts on her performance at the Olympics?
You know, it was such a fun Olympics to watch. I mean, honestly, I was going into it going, oh God, I don't know if I'm going to watch the Olympics again this year with golf. I mean, wasn't crazy about the Rio, but honestly, Nelly just really gave us a great tournament to watch. But it wasn't just Nelly. I mean, it was Japan's Moni Inami. It was Lydia Ko. And to be honest with you, I mean, it was even Aditi Ashok from India. I mean, we had some incredible players that were out there that really gave us, you know, excitement for golf in the Olympics. But I mean, obviously Nelly shined and she ended up with her gold medal. You know, she's 23 years old. I mean, she really has cemented her position as world number one. I mean, she's a 6-time winner on the LPGA Tour. With the Olympics, she's had 4 wins this year alone, including a major championship and now a gold medal. I think, you know, women's golf right now in America is in really good hands. I mean, we usually see these surges when we have great players. I mean, we saw, you know, great surges in golf when we had Christy Kerr, Stacey Lewis, Michelle Wee, Paula, Lexi, you know, but the U.S. hasn't really dominated women's golf since it's become such a global sport, right? But I think right now America golf is in really good hands. I mean, like you said, you have Nelly, her sister Jessica, who came out first. Both of them winners this year. You know, and we need women, we need Americans to really get excited. I mean, that's how, you know, sports fans here in the U.S. are. We really want, you know, those players to go out there and root for and cheer for. And, you know, there are, I mean, the depth of women's golf right now, the players right now are incredible athletes. But I think the players that we see right now, like Nelly and Jessica, we got Danielle Kang, you got new players like Jennifer Cupcho, who, you know, they're going to be on the Solheim Cup team. So, you know, there's just a lot of opportunities right now to see the future of women's golf. I like to kind of hold back and not jump in and say, oh my God, she's the next best thing, or, you know, Nelly, you know, she's dominating women's golf and she's going to be the greatest thing. And she's just starting her career. I like to kind of take the, you know, foot off the pedal a little bit, let her perform over the next few years. And then we can look back and go, wow, that was a great era of this player. And, you know, not to put too much pressure on these young players in the beginning of the career. We've seen players have these incredible surges. Lexi, look, you know, we all thought Lexi was going to be this incredible dominant player, and yeah, she's only won one major. She's won many times, I think like 14 times, I think, or 11 or 14 times she's won, but you know, they come out strong, but can they hold on? So I think Nelly has everything, all the pieces that you need to be an incredible dominant player for a long period of time. But only time will tell. But I think women's golf right now is in the best hands it's ever been. And, you know, we've got the Solheim Cup coming up in a few weeks out in Ohio. And I'm hoping everyone tunes in to watch these players, because your mind is going to be blown at the skill and the incredible talent these ladies have.
You know, another thing, and you know, golfing, you and I both play with a lot of men, and I'm sure you've heard the same thing. You know, I think a lot of men watch the men's tour because it's what you do. But also, I know a lot of men like to watch the women's tour because, you know, the club selection is more compatible. The way that they play the game, the way that they attack a hole is more realistic for a lot of, and I'm talking about like men that are like single digit handicaps, right? Like guys that are like 5-7 handicaps, they like watching the women's game because they feel that their game is more compatible to them. And, you know, so,
yeah,
you know,
it's true.
Hopefully Nelly Korda will even expand that. We'll see what happens. Christina, thank you so much. I appreciate you and your time, my friend. I'm assuming you're going to tee it up somewhere today.
This afternoon, plan on it.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I appreciate your time. Hit him well, and I'll talk to you later on this week.
All right, thanks, everyone. Have a great Sunday.
You got it. Christina Thompson, joining us here on 90.7 ESPN.
On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.